Hey there, everybody. Something completely different here. This is fiction, written by me. I submitted this for a microfiction contest, and one of the conditions of the contest was that you actually maintained the publishing rights to the story. And so, since it's never been published anywhere else, even though it got me past the first round, which was kind of cool, kind of a thrill, actually, I decided to go ahead and publish it here. So if you want to read this in print, it's in the show notes, or you can go up to the website and see it. The story is called either Bookends or Libromancy. It's only 250 words. It's microfiction, like I said. Or you can listen to my reading of it, starting now. They say reading is a superpower, but I have a different gift. I call it Libromancy, an innate sense of how much I'll enjoy a book. This, of course, assumes I'm going to finish the book. My husband tells me it's like closing the causality loop. I can't know how I'll enjoy a book in the future if I never actually finish it. But then the other day in the library, well, I assume it was recently, I picked up an interesting-looking book, and nothing. A ringing in my ears after a loud bang. The blinding glare of the sun on water. The buzzing in a forearm after a funny bone strike. Static. Nothing. Why couldn't I get a sense of it? Did this mean I would never read it? Or more worryingly, never finish it? I'll admit I couldn't resist the temptation to read a book without having that ever-present spoiler sense. So I checked it out. Walking home, stroking the cover and spine, riffling pages, I sought something, anything, my sixth sense would give me. But all I got was a sense of flying? The beeping I'm hearing now, the apparent inability to open my eyes, the scent of pickles on my husband's breath from the sandwich he's evidently eating, the sterile air from my breathing tube, tells me something bad happened. So, on the off chance I'm actually psychic and someone receives this message, please come tell my husband to stop reading that book to me. And there you have it. Fiction by me. I did submit a second story as well. Didn't get past the second round. But it wasn't science fiction or fantasy either. This one was. So I thought it was appropriate to publish with this feed. But let me know what you thought of it. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye now.